All right, that is the only public comment that we have today, and it's time for us to take some votes. I would remind everyone that there are two votes that will occur for two agendas. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what is called the roll call agenda, and we'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda are listed in the materials that have been distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she's read them, we will discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed by one or more of the standing committees, and you may have contacted President Easter or staff members relative to clarification. So I hope by now that you have the information that you need, but of course, we'll welcome any discussion. After the discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, that is easily accommodated by notifying the secretary. So please just indicate that to Susan. Susan, if you would, please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda.
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Number 1, University of Illinois Board of Trustees schedule of meetings 2016-17. Number 2, award the Board of Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion. 3, approve appointment, President Emeritus. 4, approve incentive-based compensation for President. 5, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to Open Meetings Act. 6, appoint Chief Internal Auditor. 7, appoint members to the Athletic Board, Urbana. 8, approve revisions to the University of Illinois Policy, Family and Medical Leave Act. 9, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 10, appoint faculty fellows to the Institute for Humanities, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 11, establish a major in electrical and computer engineering for the degree of Masters of Engineering, College of Engineering and the Graduate College, Urbana. 12, establish the Master of Science in Marketing, College of Business Administration, Chicago. 13, establish the Bachelor of Science degree in Biochemistry, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 14, rename the Doctor of Philosophy in Kinesiology, Nutrition, Rehabilitation, College of Applied Health Sciences, Chicago. 15, eliminate the Bachelor of Science in Horticulture, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. 16, eliminate the Bachelor of Science in the Teaching of Chemistry, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 17, approve tuition rate, Master of Engineering in Bioinstrumentation, College of Engineering and the Graduate College, academic year 2015-16, Urbana. 18, establish the Doctor of Philosophy in Biomedical and Health Informatics, College of Applied Health Sciences, Chicago. 19, name the Wasatch Hall, Urbana. Sorry. Thank you.
I got you off track there, didn't I?
You got me off track.
Is there any discussion of the 19 items that are on this agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve those items?
So moved.
Second.
Is there second? Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The ayes have it. The 19 items are approved. The next session is the roll call agenda. These are items specifically required a roll call vote where we go around the table and vote individually by trustees. We'll attempt to do this on the entire collective package. However, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, we can arrange that. Susan, if you would, please read the roll call agenda.
Okay. Number 20, appoint external audit firm for 5 university-related organizations. 21, approve preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2016. 22, approve project, infrastructure, and life safety repairs, Phase 2, Smith Memorial Hall, Urbana. 23, approve project, restroom renovation, Phase 2, Pennsylvania Avenue Residence Halls, Urbana. 24, approve project, cooling tower replacement, East Cogeneration Facility, Chicago. 25, increase project budget and approve design for renovation, Everett Laboratory, Urbana. 26, employ professional services consultant for pool infill renovation, Freer Hall, Urbana. 27, employ professional services consultant for renovation and expansion, Civil Engineering Hydro Systems Laboratory, Urbana. And 28, purchase recommendations.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve or to vote, move into a vote on these items 20 through 28?
So moved.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion of any of these items? Hearing none, Susan, would you conduct the roll?
Certainly.
Excuse me, gotta back up. I don't think we actually voted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We do a roll call.
We do roll call.
We do a roll call.
Okay, apologize.
Okay, Ms. Cave.
Yes to all.
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada. Mr. Fitzgerald. Mr. Free.
Yes to all.
Ms. Hacera.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes.
Yes to all.
You've lost your voice? Oh, I'm sorry. That was yes to all. Dr. Kortz.
Yes to all.
Ms. Leibowitz.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all.
Governor Rauner. Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Sorry for my hiccup there.
Oh, that's okay.
The before we end the meeting, President Easter, one last opportunity to make a comment to the board, and again, thank you for your service, and the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, the earlier interlude took a lot of the wind out of my sails, so I'll be brief. Truly has been a privilege for Cheryl and I to serve in this role for many, many reasons. We met working together in a research lab almost a half century ago. That dates us a bit. But as I was asked to do this, we had a conversation, and she said, finally, we can do something together again. So I want to just acknowledge and appreciate the support that I've had in this period. There is a tug of regret, but there's almost this immense feeling of relief that the torch will soon be passed. An incredibly able and well-prepared successor. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with Dr. Killeen throughout this transition. I can't begin to express my appreciation to the board, not just for the opportunity to serve, but for the support, the guidance, and the wise counsel that you and your predecessor members have provided to me as we've gone through this. I especially want to thank Chris Kennedy and Ed McMillan, who chaired the board throughout and during this period, and the hours that they spent helping me understand their concerns, but also just simply counsel in terms of leadership. It may seem to be a bit melodramatic, but I do sense that this transition is a pivotal point for the University of Illinois, not necessarily because we're changing individuals in leadership roles at a variety of positions, but more so because of the growing forces that are driving change in fundamental paradigms that have served us so well for the past century. In some respects, I've come in the last few weeks to view my role as closing the chapter on the last century of the University of Illinois, and a century that began in many respects with work and developments that were initiated by Edmund James when he became the president just over 100 years ago. And his work and the work of those in that era led to the University of Illinois becoming one of the world's great institutions. I believe that Dr. Killeen's role is to lead the University of Illinois into a new era. It's a difficult era. It's an era that's undoubtedly going to be characterized by declining state support for higher education, an era that's characterized by global competition for elements of higher education for delivery, an era characterized by factors that range from technology and innovations in delivery of education and the manner in which we conduct research across the board, to an era characterized by a growing number of for-profit providers and others who are in a space that for many years was almost exclusively our own. In many respects, the University of Illinois today is a very different enterprise from what it was when I arrived as a graduate student 42 years ago. We were mostly then a single campus with a growing satellite program in Chicago and a separate Chicago campus that housed the medical or health-related colleges, a new regional medical campus in Rockford, another in Peoria. And today, the University of Illinois, with 78,000 students, about twice what we had when I arrived in 1973, operates two large Carnegie One research campuses, University of Illinois at Chicago, the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, along with a very highly regarded, as you heard earlier, public liberal arts campus here in Springfield. We've emerged in the past century as a truly globally respected enterprise. There is an incredible amount to celebrate as we draw this period to close. Yet, there are some vexing questions. We're too large to be a single university, a single enterprise, but we don't have the resources to be a true system where each campus can be totally autonomous and independent of the effects of one on another. And the identity of the university itself in its modern configuration still needs a bit of definition. Who are we when we speak of the University of Illinois? The role of the president has changed in those 42 years. At the time that I came onto campus, there was a president who oversaw a single campus. Today, that role involves three campuses. The president, the position of the president in the next months and year will be vital to creation of a shared vision along with faculty and the leadership of the campuses for the system and a strategic plan as we go into the next era. We in many respects, and I've reflected a great deal on this over the last months, retain many elements of an administrative structure, how we go about doing our business, and I appreciate what Mr. Knorr said earlier of our efficiency, that is a legacy of who we were when we were a much different enterprise. I'm convinced there are opportunities for increased efficiency and cost savings as we take advantage of changing technologies and changing ways of doing business. I believe very strongly that Tim Killeen and his leadership team, the three chancellors, their staff, the vice presidents, and the individuals that support them, working with the faculty governance process and with the support of the Board of Trustees, which I sense is totally unrelenting. I'm very optimistic about the future. I am reminded as I think about this that the great University of Illinois that emerged after the Second World War in many respects was forged in the difficult era of the Great Depression and the following years of the Second World War. We were prepared when opportunity arrived in the early 1950s to become a world-class institution. And I'm absolutely convinced that the 21st century University of Illinois will be as excellent as the one that we knew in the 20th century. And I look forward to watching that great institution emerge over the years ahead. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think speaking on behalf of the Board of Trustees, all of the faculty and employees and students and former students and alumni of the university, it's a special opportunity to recognize, as we've said today, someone who dedicated their whole career in one location and to aspire from a researcher all the way to the president in the same institution. I doubt if any other major public institution has had the opportunity to have someone serve like that, but also the privilege to have that 40 years of institutional experience and memory leading our institution. And I know, as we've kidded several times, you've had several opportunities to say no, and yet Cheryl, you've allowed him to say yes, and that's been so valuable to us. And President Designee Colleen, I know he's going to be around to help periodically as you need it.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But I know he has plans to go back to his lab and to do some work with swine and talk about the challenge of feeding 9 billion people that are coming to this world one of these days. And I think our opportunity as a country and as a world to do that is going to be enhanced by Bob Easter continuing to contribute. So one more time, thank you, my friend, and we appreciate you. I would ask if there's any old business or any new business. Hearing none, I'd like to remind everyone that our next meeting is in Chicago, beginning on Wednesday, July 22nd with a retreat, and the board meeting actually being on Thursday, July 23rd. We will also have a meeting in Urbana on September 10th, which is a Thursday, and then back in Chicago for Thursday, November 12th. Hearing no further items to be discussed, could I entertain a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Seconded.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
There are no nays. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. We will be heading to the Sangamo Club now for lunch and opportunity to see the legislature.